This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given.
With the 23rd pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Indiana Pacers select Aaron Holiday from UCLA.
When Aaron Holiday's name was called at last year's NBA draft, basketball fans were already familiar with his family. His brother Drew is a guard for the New Orleans Pelicans and a member of the NBA's all-defensive team. His other brother Justin is a six-year NBA veteran. Their parents, Toya and Sean, both played college basketball at Arizona State. But those fans may not have known about Toya and Sean's other child, Lauren.
People should know that she was a really good basketball player.
That's Aaron.
She was probably the best out of all four of us. But most people wouldn't know that because they didn't see her play.
Only a Game's Matthew Stock has the story.
Lauren Holiday says it's no surprise. As kids, she and her three brothers played a lot of basketball.
We always had a basketball hoop growing up from what I can remember. And we had the basketball hoop right in front of our garage. And we would just play like two on two.
Yes, there was a basketball hoop.
That's Toya Holiday, Lauren, Aaron, Justin, and Drew's mom.
And they never had it at 10 feet. They always had it lower, like at about 8 feet, so that they could slam or whatever, you know, do all these funky tricks.
Obviously, Justin and Drew were, being the oldest, they were the team captains. And then Aaron and I fell into whoever's team that day.
Lauren says sometimes she and Aaron would switch teams in the middle of their games. They didn't really keep score. They just played.
They'd just be out there all the time. Like, I'd be in the bed. I'd go to bed at about 9:30 at night, and they're outside playing ball.
And things got competitive.
They would always end up just upset because everyone wanted to win. Like, I'm taking it to you, and you have to be the best. A lot of times, I'm sort of in the kitchen looking out the window because I have to cook dinner, or I'm folding up clothes and things like that, and then they're running in the house. Oh, my gosh. You know, he kicked the ball down the street, or he threw the ball over the fence, and, you know, things like that. But it always would turn into fights. And I'm like, okay, you guys, if you can't play together, we're going to bring you in the house, and I'm going to open the Bible, and you're going to write one of these scriptures on strife.
Lauren and Aaron were the youngest, just 3 years apart. So they'd almost always end up guarding each other.
Oh, she was fierce. She would, and, you know, at times, I'd be like, okay, you can't hit her because she's a girl. And if you guys really hit her, no, they're like, she's hitting us. I'm like, okay.
For me, it was kind of like outdoing Aaron and proving, like, to my older brothers, like, yeah, I could play. Like, I know that this is, like, it's three boys and me, but I can do it too.
Did playing with your brothers boost your confidence as a basketball player, or did it kind of have the opposite effect?
No, it definitely boosted it. Just when they would, like, if I dunked and they were like, oh, snap, like, that just made me feel so good. I think it made me love basketball even more because it was something that I can do with them.
My husband and I talk about this all the time. The reason Aaron has such a motor and he's so persistent and just strong is because of Lauren. Lauren was the one that would just take it to him all the time and just like, no, you have to be better.
She always went hard at me for sure.
That's Aaron again.
She plays hard pretty much every possession that we've ever played, so that's probably why she was the toughest.
We always talk about if we're going to have a team, because there were six of us, like Sean and I always talked about, okay, who would you pick on your team and how come? Well, Lauren would be the one. I'm like, okay, Lauren's going to be on my team because I know that she would just solve it. If there's a problem, she'll just figure it out.
On the court, Lauren was a lockdown defender. And that figure it out, I got that mentality. Lauren was like that off the court, too.
I think about this. She was sort of the mommy of everyone. So if we traveled, we were going somewhere, Lauren would be the one that will remember to bring snacks. And she just wouldn't bring snacks for herself. She'd have snacks for everybody else. She was always like that. And she always wanted to be Aaron's mom.
I call him my son. Everybody who's my friends, who are close to me, know that that's my son.
I'm like, no, I'm the mother.
He's saved in my phone as my son. When I yell in the other room, I'm like, son, come here. Yeah.
And she would always like, oh, Aaron, let me do this for you. She'd lay her clothes out at night. And she's like, Aaron, you're going to lay your clothes, your uniforms out? Because we got to have them out. So when we get up in the morning, we just put them on. So she just sort of helped with everything. And of course, I didn't mind. I'm like, good job, girl. Way to help mama out.
When Lauren got to high school, her mom became her basketball coach. Toya says her daughter was talented enough to play all five positions. She says if she ever forgot one of the team's plays, Lauren would correct her. Lauren started getting recruited to play in college, and one school stuck out, UCLA. It was close to home. Her brother Drew had gone there. She liked the coach. In Lauren's mind, it was a done deal.
And then UCLA hired a new coach. And we were talking like, hey, okay, are you still going to try? You need to chit-chat with the coach. And she's like, oh, no, that's where I'm going. I'm like, well, I think you probably should introduce yourself to the coach.
Lauren did, and she became a Bruin. She made her UCLA basketball debut on November 14th, 2012, in a game against nationally ranked Oklahoma.
And I remember the girl for Oklahoma, she was bad. She was tough. And then Lauren's guarding her. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. Here we, you know, we're going to learn by fire. It's great. And so she shut this girl down. You know, just every time she got the ball, Lauren was there. Or before she had the ball, she was denying it. She was just all over her. And we ended up winning that game.
I'm like, dang, I can't show anything less of this. And I think that, for me, started to mess me up.
Lauren says she put a lot of pressure on herself to play as hard as she possibly could and to keep meeting that high bar she set in her first college game. And that intensity had some serious consequences.
I was always nervous watching her play because she plays so hard, but I mean, her play, she just goes out there and plays hard no matter what.
This is what I can remember about that season was the concussions.
So my first one in college was actually in summer school. So my freshman summer school, we were playing pickup and I go for a loose ball on the floor and then another guy is coming, going for the same ball and he knees me in the back of my neck. I'm like laying there for a minute, head is hurting, everything is just like hurting. And then out of nowhere, I hear the sirens from an ambulance and they like came and picked me up, put me on a stretcher. I was so embarrassed. I was probably crying because I'm a crier. They put me in the stretcher. They take me right to the UCLA Medical Hospital. And then I had to get a neck brace. And I'm just like, why is this happening? Like, I could have just walked off. We would have been fine. We could have just went to the trainers.
Lauren recovered in time for that breakout game against Oklahoma. But she played in just two more games that year. A string of concussions kept her on the sidelines. She redshirted and came back the next season, but in December 2013...
We were playing SC, and I got screened, and I kind of got tripped on the screen, and I fell back and hit my head.
Next thing I knew it, she just went down. And then she was down for a long time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Like, why isn't she getting up? And so we waited, and then finally they kind of, Shauna and I were in the crowd, and they asked me to come over and say, come over and say, honey, are you okay? And she was like, oh, I think, I don't know.
Lauren left the court with her parents and went through concussion protocol with the UCLA training staff.
I knew at that time. I went back and I said to my husband, we're off the roller coaster. We're not doing it anymore. He's like, I agree.
You knew at that point that
yeah.
That was the end
wasn't
of her
doing
career.
It again. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I felt terrible. I remember it was terrible, like the worst thing ever. Because I went through so much prior to actually retiring, just like working out when I was not feeling good because I was trying to prove to people that like, I don't even know, I just like that I could do it. And so when the time came, I felt like I lost my identity. I felt like, now I'm going to be the loser in my family.
You felt like you were going to be the loser in your family?
Yeah, I just felt like when it came to talking about basketball, I wasn't going to be talked about anymore. And I don't know, I kind of felt like I was in a way going to hold my family back from the potential that we have as a family in like the basketball world. I don't know, I was so down on myself. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
She became dark. I'm like, okay, what is going on? I could remember one day I said to my husband, I said, you know what? This is what we're going to do. I think we're going to have to just have Lauren drop out of school. Let her see a therapist. maybe have her go up to the church and work at Sunday school class, things like that, because this is bad. Like, there were some dark times. I remember saying, like, fasting and just praying and crying out, like, Lord, you're going to have to help us here with this one. Because this is hard and this is so unusual for us because her personality was completely changed. Completely changed.
I'm not going to, like, sugarcoat anything because that's just not who I am. It was hard, and I expressed that to whoever asked. I felt like everything was just forced upon me. Like, it was things were happening to me that I didn't want to happen.
While all of this was going on, Aaron was getting recruited to play college basketball. And one of the colleges on his short list was UCLA.
I think she was really excited that UCLA was on Aaron's list of coming to school. And so she took it upon herself to make sure she can sort of sway him towards being a Bruin. You know, I praise God that Lauren had something to work on.
And what did Aaron make of his sister's recruiting effort?
Well, I guess he thought it was awesome because that's where he went. I think he was like, okay, I guess that's where I'm going.
What do you think him being there meant for her and did for her in her recovery and finding kind of a new part of her identity?
I think it was the best thing ever.
I was so happy.
Lauren helped Aaron acclimate to life as a college athlete. And when Lauren was having a hard time, Aaron was there for her too.
Every time I was sad, I would just call Aaron and I'd be like, where are you? And most of the time he'd be in his room chilling. So I'd be like, can you just come up to my room? And I would cry and give him a hug and then we would hang out. Or we would walk to class together. We would go to the gym at like late at night after tutoring and stuff. We would go home together or go to church. When he got there, it was like home came to me.
Lauren Holiday graduated from UCLA in 2016 with a degree in history. She still lives in LA, where she now teaches first grade. And she got to visit Aaron in Indiana for a couple of his NBA games this year. She says they still talk a few times a week.
Aaron is like the person that I dream to be like when I'm older. And I will protect him, all of my brothers, but I will protect him to the day I die.
Lauren can't play organized basketball anymore. She and her brothers have taken to playing tennis and golf. But every so often, when she and Aaron are together, they'll still hoop.
We go to the 24-hour fitness and people are looking at me like, really? She's about to play. And then we get on and we just sweep everybody. When we're on the same team, we're definitely unstoppable.
That story came from Only a Game's Matthew Stock. You're listening to Only a Game from NPR.